13 years ago in 1986, South Africa was in a state of emergency, and it was a very intense cultural struggle that was being waged. And we were part of that, and this is a song that we wrote for a truly one of the greatest South Africans in history, Nelson Mandela, and we'd like to open the show tonight with a tribute to him. God bless you. Thank you.
Won't you say anything? Won't you say anything?
Well, it is music and dancing that makes me at peace with the world. And at peace with myself. But I don't see much movement at the back there, you know? I would like us to join. Let's just repeat. Let's just repeat it.
I see. Well, there you have it. The individual who, in my opinion, has made the greatest difference in the way we live with one another today, during my lifetime, my hero has been Nelson Mandela. He stands out for me as the greatest fighter for civil rights, racial acceptance that there has been. So it was very easy when, as part of pulling October together, pulling the musical festival that ran all the way through the month of October, pulling it all together under the general title, The Caring World, when McColgan proposed that we think about songs or music that portray or promote love and caring throughout the earth, it was an easy decision for me. I just had to think about who's the person who I think most about when I think of an extraordinary piece. I can hardly even believe today what happened in South Africa. I can hardly believe that there was a peaceful, if you like, final transfer of power. I did expect a bloodbath. And it's thanks to Nelson Mandela and Johnny Clegg. And this is Johnny Clegg who's playing on this music you've just heard. And Johnny Clegg is an extraordinary individual who has an amazing musical history. And on the music that you've been listening to, Nelson Mandela himself came out onto the stage and urged the crowd to express their joy, their energy. And it's a wonderful, wonderful piece. So Nelson Mandela, thank you for existing. Thank you for doing what you did. And a big thanks to McColgan for the way in which he curated or pulled together or prompted us through the last week of the music festival, October 16. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to share music, think about music, and above all, to feel the music throughout the whole month of October.